The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not tax collectors do the same? If you only greet your brothers, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So you, be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord. We began last Monday and will go through next Friday our annual 3-week meditation on Jesus' words in the Sermon on the Mount. What's the Sermon on the Mount all about? It's Jesus describing who he is and how he lives, and who we are and how we're supposed to live. And he does it in a huge series of contrasts. He does it with a contrast with the scribes and the Pharisees, the most outwardly devout of Jews. And he said to us, as we heard a few days ago, "Unless your holiness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees..." And the scribes knew sacred scripture down to the last little dot and a letter. And the Pharisees tried to live according to everything that the Lord had said in scripture. They fasted twice, 2 days a week. They prayed 3 times a day. They gave 10% of all of their income to God. "Unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you won't enter heaven." And then he says also that our goodness has to go way beyond the good people of the world. The good, virtuous pagans. Those who love them. Those who are good to those who are good to them. Those who are basically good people. Jesus wants us to live by his standards. He's going to give us the help to do so. And in today's gospel, we get the highest and most distinctive of all of Jesus' standards. That if we're really living as Christians, different than anybody else, this is what's going to characterize our life. Jesus calls us, in short, to be perfected as our Heavenly Father is perfect. And that word in Greek is a word teleos. It doesn't mean that we're never going to make a mistake. It doesn't mean we're going to get 100 on every test. It doesn't mean that we have to be perfectionists. It's the word teleos in Greek, which means to be fit for our purpose, to be truly adapted to what God's asking. A hammer is teleos for banging in a nail. A microphone is teleos for amplification so that people can hear. We're meant to be fit to give God glory and to help God save the world. We're supposed to be conformed to the image of Jesus. That's what it means to be perfected. If we're going to do it, we're going to love like Jesus. And so Jesus said, you've heard, Moses said to you, in other words, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. He said, not good enough. Even the pagans do that. It wasn't enough for Jesus on the cross to say, I love you, Blessed Virgin Mary. I'm going to hate everybody else who's made me their enemy through sin. No, he loved all of us who chose Barabbas over him until the very end. And he says, love one another just as I have loved you. Well, he was there on the cross. First word that he said was not, ouch. Was not to cry out in pain. First word he said on the cross was, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He was praying for his persecutors. And he said, this is the way we will become children of our Heavenly Father. Notice that by baptism, we're already at the level of our being sons or daughters of God. But God also calls us to grow in that identity. And the way we do is precisely by what Jesus is saying here. By our loving our enemies, by our praying for those who are persecuting us, by doing good to those who do evil to us, so that we may be children of our Heavenly Father, who makes His sun rise on the bad and the good and causes rain to judge on the fields of the just and the unjust. Is that really who we are? Let's just think about those who have gotten in our way over the course of life. Those who have made their existence making us trip up. We all meet those types of people over the course of time. Do we love them? Do we pray for them? A lot of the times we criticize those we don't like, rather than seek to do good for them. But it's precisely through loving them that we will become like our Heavenly Father. To become like God is the whole purpose of the Christian life. It's not just to be good people on the bell curve of secular ethics. It's to become Christ-like. It's to become holy as God is holy. Today in the first reading, St. Paul describes one way we're called to be like our Father, and that's in generosity. He says at the very end of this passage, after he was trying to get the Corinthians to be as generous as the Macedonians in caring for the poor brothers and sisters in Jerusalem, he said, "For you know the gracious act of our Lord Jesus, who for your sake became poor although he was rich, so that by his poverty you might become rich." St. Paul was calling the Corinthians and those here in New York to become as generous as God is generous. Even though Jesus had it all and divested himself of everything, taken on our nature in order to save us, he wants us to be similarly generous, to lay down our lives for others, including those who will never say thank you, including those who might take our generosity for granted, because that's exactly the way the Lord loves us. The standards to which Jesus calls us are high, and we need to say that they're high, that Jesus is calling us up here. But he doesn't just leave us with the burden of expectations beyond us. Whenever he calls us to anything, he wills all the means necessary to get there. And so for us to become perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect, holy as God is holy, for us to love our enemies and pray for our persecutors, Jesus gives us the most important means of all. He gives us himself so that we can become children of our Heavenly Father by entering into a holy communion with the eternal Son of God, so that we can love our enemies with him who loves our enemies, so that we can pray together with him, and so that we can become his rain and his sunshine on all the people in the world, so that the good might become better and so that the bad might convert. This is the Christian life. As we prepare to receive Jesus, let us ask for this gift, that we might be conformed totally to him who, though he was rich, became poor, so that he might enrich us with the most important wealth of all. Praise be Jesus Christ.